This is the Columbia Broadcasting
Company.
Picture of all those Americans with whom I was talking.
Oh, 400 or 500 feet into the sky, and it's a terrific night, ladies and gentlemen.
The Radio Century from Minnesota Public Radio.
December 29th, 1940, the White House, Washington, D.C. Now from the quiet diplomatic reception room, the President of the United States delivers the fireside chat on national defense, which has been awaited with such interest by the nation and by the world. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
My friends, this is not a fireside chat on war. It is a talk on national security. Because the nub of the whole purpose of your president is to keep you now and your children later and your grandchildren much later out of a last-ditch war for the preservation of American independence and all of the things that American independence means to you and to me and to ours.
When FDR gave this fireside chat, it was 17 years after Calvin Coolidge became the first president to address the nation over the radio. But Coolidge spoke at a shout like he was delivering a stump speech. So how did we get from Coolidge to the coziness of Reagan or Clinton? Media historian Bob Thompson says the link is Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
FDR understood, like very few people did back then, including professionals who were starring in radio dramas and comedies, the intimacy of this new medium. He knew he had a microphone, that he in fact was talking to people who very likely were at home, many of them in their underwear.
We met the issue of 1933 with courage and realism. We faced this new crisis, this new threat to the security of our nation, with the same courage and realism.
So what has changed? Have presidents changed? Has the medium changed? Has the audience changed? There still is a weekly radio address from the president.
I guess the biggest change is the absolute noise that now prevails throughout the media. There are so many different outlets. So many people have become so sophisticated at using this that if a politician played FDR now and tried to get on and act in this kind of avuncular sort of way, the next day every newspaper would have an analysis of how media consultants and spin doctors and so forth were reinventing this candidate so that they would appear to be intimate and connected to us and all of the rest of it.
I call upon our people with absolute confidence that our common cause will greatly succeed.
The Radio Century. John Raby, Minnesota Public Radio.